This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here. If you want to join us, you can do that. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I mentioned toward the end of the show last night that I had a story about Burning Man, and we kind of just started talking generally about Burning Man last night. And so I do want to get into that here in a few moments, because the makeup of the show tonight is completely different. I'm still here, but the other two hosts are completely different. On Monday nights, you get Daryl and Melanie. Tonight, Johnson and Cody join me. And I think that your perspectives will probably be different than Daryl and Melanie. So it should be interesting to hear.
I'm all for attacking rich people, right? We're totally different.
No. I don't think either of you would be for what you hear about in this story. But nonetheless, we'll get into that here in a little bit. We've actually got Anthony DiOrio on the line here. As you know, if you've been listening to the show in recent weeks, you know, he's the programmer, the creator behind the Jax wallet, which is the wallet we've been recommending here on Free Talk Live as our official wallet. It allows you, of course, to have your access easily to your Bitcoin, Ether, as well as Dash, unless you happen to be an Apple user. Anthony, welcome to back to the show here tonight. I presume, are you in Toronto this evening?
I'm in Toronto. I just want to make sure my mic's okay, because my regular one's not working. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's not the best mic in the world, but it sounds better than the phone. So we'll go on with this. We talked last night on the show actually about this news that Apple has targeted Jax and has demanded that Jax remove Dash, which is the newest cryptocurrency that you guys added to the wallet. It's a multi-cryptocurrency wallet, and again, Bitcoin. Many people have heard about Bitcoin. Probably fewer people have heard about Dash. It is a purportedly anonymous cryptocurrency, and Apple has basically said, "Yeah, we haven't approved this currency, so therefore you need to strip it from your app." Is that pretty much what's going on?
Yeah, they let us know that Dash wasn't approved one, and then they let known which six are approved. And which is the first recognition of them, the ones they actually do approve and say that are legitimate. So that was quite interesting. At least now we know which six are good by them. That includes Ether, DAO, Ripple, Litecoin, Dogecoin, is that the sixth?
I don't know.
They said that they define those, and those are okay, and anything beyond that isn't okay.
No.
So, I mean, it's all their right to do it, I guess. They have an issue where they want to make sure their users are protected. And I guess they got to do their due diligence on the certain ones to ensure that, you know, there's no scam coins or, you know, they have some concerns as a private company. I guess they have the right to do that.
Do you think that's really what they're doing here, or is this Apple trying to tote water for the man and protect people from having access to an easy access, because Jax makes it easy to access your cryptocurrencies, to an anonymous currency? I mean, that's what one of the features of the Dash currency is supposed to be, that there's some level of anonymity.
I don't think that's it. I think you would see the same response to any other, aside from the six, that they actually have accepted.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I have no reason to believe that they're doing this specifically to Dash. They just probably are doing it to ensure, here's our six, they're approved. If they're not one of those six right now, then it's not going to be allowed. So that's what they've been saying. I don't think it has to do with Dash specifically, because if we put other ones on that aren't necessarily have privacy features that Dash has, I think they would do the same thing.
I see what you're saying, though, but it would be, you know, easy for them to never approve one of the anonymous ones, right? So if they never approve Dash or Monero or whatever the other ones are, I think Zcash is one of the ones that's coming out soon. If they never do approve any of those, then that might give some indication that Apple is not in favor of having its customers have access to anonymous cryptocurrency. Now, I remember a few years ago, they didn't want their customers to have any Bitcoin wallets whatsoever. Do you remember when that happened? Wasn't that like 3 or 4 years ago when they were doing that?
I was in, I think, 2013, and it was quite interesting at that time, because that's when we launched our CryptoKit extension.
CryptoKit, yep. Great extension.
Copies of that. that went up on the Chrome store.
Oh, you're kind of cutting out there. I don't know what happened to your microphone, but it kind of just ducked out real bad. I couldn't hear really a word of that.
So it's still not good right now?
Oh, you're good now. Go ahead.
Okay, let's try it again. If not, I can call you back on a different on my phone with a different mic. But they Google had actually removed our wallets in 2013 from the Chrome store, and because there were malicious copies of our app that were put up there, and they removed it, but also removed ours by mistake. And that's the same time that Apple had removed theirs, and we thought Google was doing the same thing. But it turns out they mistakenly removed ours.
I see.
And they apologized and said that they were actually Bitcoin supporters and that they'd have no issue with Bitcoin wallets. So, that happened around the same time Apple was having issues.
So, basically, in order to keep Jax on the Apple App Store, you guys have to strip out Dash. But otherwise, everybody else, you know, Android users, Linux, Windows, they'll all have access to Dash if they have the Jax wallet installed, correct?
Yeah, we have no issues with customers that are going to lose funds because they'll still have the same app on their iOS and the same backup phrase will be able to use on other devices. So they can always, they won't be able to access the Dash there, but they'll be able to use their same backup phrase to do that. And it still would be available on all of the 7 other devices. And it's actually, we have a good test to see if they allow any other coins because we have Classic, Ethereum Classic launching tomorrow.
Oh, cool. And yeah, I was going to ask you what's coming soon.
Yeah, so that's coming tomorrow. And that'll be a good test because if they accept that, then it doesn't hold water, I guess, the other coin issue. So if they don't accept Classic, then I think it can be said that it's not just because of Dash's privacy features. So we'll see how that does. We're going to apply it to the iOS store and see what they say. And if not, it'll be on the other ones. But we've got that, and then our plan is for another 20 coins by the end of the year.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
That's what we're targeting. Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Are you guys working on Monero? That seems to be a hot one right now.
So we're talking with the guys at Monero. We haven't officially said that we're carrying yet. There'll be an announcement about the next ones we will be doing. But Monero is definitely one that we'd love to have in the wallet, and we're working towards that, but we haven't actually announced that it will be carried. Monero is very interesting because it's not anything to do with Bitcoin, so it adds a lot more complexities, not being a Bitcoin clone for what we do.
Right.
But definitely we would love to have Monero on there, so we are working towards it, but haven't announced yet.
Cool. Yeah, we actually had the head programmer on over the weekend to talk about
Roberto.
Monero. Very, very interesting stuff in that it wasn't, as you mentioned, based directly off of Bitcoin that they, you know, they say they created this one from scratch. Now, they obviously took the, you know, the idea of the blockchain from Bitcoin. But nonetheless, very, very exciting stuff with the price dramatically shooting up over the last just few weeks. Obviously, there's a lot of newfound interest in Monero, but right now there's a real, you know, dearth. I mean, there's very, very, very few ways to actually get the average person to acquire any Monero. The wallets are confusing. They're clunky. So, I mean, if Jax could come in there and swoop in and be the first real good, easy-to-use wallet, that would be, I think, a great thing.
That's the goal. And adding a whole bunch of other ones, we really want to bring the coins together and give them the ease of access and give them, you know, across multiple platforms, the use of their wallets. And for the certain coin, I think that'll help grow the different coins substantially.
Right. And, of course, you guys also have Shapeshift.io built right into the app. So anybody, if you've already got Bitcoin, you're thinking, oh, I'd like to try this Dash stuff out or whatever other, you know, you're going to add Ether Classic tomorrow. Whatever other alternatives are in there, you can just shift from one to another. So you can change your Bitcoin into Ether and vice versa. And that's one of the, I think, one of the killer features besides cross-platform. Now, tell me this. Are people who have Macintosh computers also screwed out of Dash, or are they still going to be able to get that?
No, that's desktop version. Nothing to do with being on an app store.
Okay, yeah, one of the things I was curious about. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and then one other interesting thing, we got the Coinbase widget coming soon, too, so you'll be able to buy small amounts of Bitcoin, Ether, and Litecoin with your debit card and credit card through in Jax as well, the same way that you do with Shapeshift.
Nice.
So we're going to start getting to more integrations where you can actually convert fiat and buy your tokens that way right in the app, too, so that'll open some more doors.
Fantastic. Anthony, thanks for coming on here tonight. Appreciate the update, and good luck dealing with these Apple people. It sounds like they're making life a little bit more difficult than it should be for you.
Thanks, guys, and have a great show.
Yep, that's JAXX.io, by the way. A great place to go and download the app for whatever operating system that you happen to be on. I'm glad to hear that, at the very least, you know, desktop, laptop, Macintosh users will still have access to the full Jax app. So the Apple restrictions appear to only affect what you download through the Apple App Store. So keep that in mind. Otherwise, if you're a Jax user outside of the Apple platform or the iOS platform, you'll be good to go because you know, Nobody else is standing in the way between Jax and you. So JAXX.io. Coming up, the so-called revolution against rich people at Burning Man. We'll talk about the class war that erupted this year at the festival, or at least that's the way they want us to think about it. So we'll see what you think. Coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect, and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Wells, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Have you ever been to Burning Man? And were you, you know, did you go back in the day? Have you been recently? Because, well, you know, things have changed over time.
So they say.
Yep. And this thing's been going on for a couple of few decades at this point. The Burning Man Festival started in 1986. So it's 30 years old as of this year.
Man, older than me.
70,000 people will attend the week-long festival in the Black Rock Desert.
That's a lot of people.
Of Nevada. Yeah, I mean, the aerial photos always look pretty fantastic. I mean, just this sort of circular city-state, basically, is created and then destroyed within 1 week's time. Everything that is brought in is brought out. And it's a fascinating thing. I mean, we've been reporting on it for years here on Free Talk Live, off and on. I don't think if you go back every year that you'll hear Burning Man reporting, but generally like every other year or every year, we have reported on some of the news coming out of Burning Man.
I was going to say, there's normally a story or two that comes out of there.
There's always some interesting news coming out of Burning Man, whether it's the, I guess it was earlier this year, there was some discussion as to how the Bureau of Land Management, which is the federal bureaucracy that essentially rents out this this plot of land, this desert, the playa, as they call it, that they wanted this ridiculous, like, mansion to be built for them where they'd have, like, a chef and washing machines and dryers. And, like, the Bureau of Land Management had this ridiculous contract that they gave to the Burning Man organizers. Yeah, it was crazy.
And I suppose they had to sign it, right?
It was like trying to force them to do this? Is that what it was?
Well, yeah. It was, you either do what we say or you're not going to get the land.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Do you have a choice when it comes to them?
No, and they've been increasing the amount of money that they've been charging dramatically over the last several years. So, like, it had gone up to, like, $1 million or something like that. I had to pull the exact story, but it was outrageous how much it increased.
One year they just said, no, we're taking the land. Like, they just said, yeah, this is government land. We're going to host the party here.
We're going to show up, and what are you going to do about it? Yeah. Right? We got 70,000 people. How many troops are you going to bring out, right?
Right.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I suspect if they tried something like that, they'd probably end up being arrested on some sort of federal conspiracy charge.
Sure, but...
But of course, the best solution, Johnson, would be for them to find a private property owner and then just go and throw this on somebody's private land, and then they wouldn't have to have all these cops everywhere, because that's been one of the other issues we've talked about.
It has to be a lot of land, and that's land that, you know, is going to get destroyed.
Well, no, actually, one of the rules of the sort of the hippie community is that whatever you bring in, you bring out, basically. Yeah.
And I've seen reports.
And that's why it's in the middle of the desert, because if you're on a land with plant matter, I mean, it's...
That would be destroyed, for sure. You know, for sure.
When they're burning stuff, yeah.
There's private land in the desert, too, right? I mean, there's plenty of private property out there that they could probably rent for a fraction of the price of what they're paying the Bureau of Land Management. So I don't recall what the end deal was, but the price has been going up year after year. The amount of restrictions have been going up year after year, and the demands, the ridiculous demands of the federal bureaucrats has been going up. So those are some of the things we've discussed, the ever-increasing police presence.
I can't even imagine what kind of insurance requirements they would have if we were on private property, though, the state would force.
So there's been a bunch of different aspects of this that we've covered over the years, but this year, it just wrapped up, by the way. Yesterday was the final day. Everybody was kind of packing up, going home. And there's a very disturbing story that has come out of this year's Burning Man. This is being reported over at the Telegraph in the UK. It's supposed to be a utopian vision of peace and love, but this year's Burning Man Festival has been marred by hooligans carrying out a revolution, these are their words apparently, quote, revolution against rich parasites, unquote. The festival plays out each year in Nevada's Black Rock Desert, where 70,000 people build a city in a week, burn a giant wooden effigy of a man, and then restore the arid playa to its original state. In recent years, it has become popular with Silicon Valley millionaires and billionaires. Luxurious so-called plug-and-play camps have sprung up, which use hired staff like cooks, builders, and security, and allow international jet-setters to drop in for quick visits. Many traditional burners claim this is a betrayal of the spirit of radical self-reliance that is the cornerstone of the festival, which began in 1986. As anger boiled over, one camp called White Ocean, which hosts high-profile DJs on a state-of-the-art stage, became the focus of this anger. The camp first made an appearance at Burning Man 3 years ago, and its founders include British DJ Paul Oakenfold and the son of a Russian billionaire. Now, while the camp was holding a party at which revelers listened to techno music, it was attacked by vandals who flooded it with water and cut power lines. In a dismayed post on Facebook, camp leaders said, quote, "A very unfortunate and saddening event happened last night at White Ocean, something we thought we would never be possible in our Burning Man utopia. A band of hooligans raided our camp, stole from us, pulled and sliced all of our electrical lines, leaving us with no refrigeration and wasting our food, and glued our trailer door shut."
Wow.
So nobody was physically attacked. There wasn't an actual physical assault that was committed on these.
My guess is that probably wasn't even intentional. It was just them being cowards.
Wait, what wasn't intentional?
That there wasn't a physical assault. That whoever these people were that did this were just cowards and they wanted to sneak in and sneak out.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think they intended to.
If they, had it in them or somebody caught them, I'm sure there probably would have been a physical attack.
They vandalized most of our camping infrastructure and dumped 200 gallons of potable water, flooding our camp. Camp leaders said they felt like there had been an effort to sabotage us from every angle because they say some feel we are not deserving of Burning Man. Quote, "We actually had someone from the Burning Man organization tell us that it makes sense that you've been sabotaged as you are a closed camp and not welcoming." But leaders of the White Ocean camp said their reputation was unfair because they feed hundreds of other campers every day, and they've embraced other burners with open hearts and immense love. They said, quote, "We'll absolutely not let this pathetic violation stop what we came here to do. We came here to unite people through music and love. We can make these foolish acts of hate as minuscule as a particle of dust on our beloved playa." Deputies from the local Pershing County Sheriff's Office went to the camp to assess the damage and are investigating. So there's a little bit more to the story, but your first response here. I mean, I don't know how familiar you are, Cody, with Burning Man Festival.
Decently,
yeah.
I can understand where the anger is coming from. I think they took it out totally the wrong way. But I was just kind of thinking, like, all right, how can I relate to this? Well, like as an old timey podcaster, what upset me was when, like, Adam Carolla and Joe Rogan came in and all these big guys.
The big names. Who immediately get sign-ups.
Carolla's got millions of dollars. He has the money to make sure he's number one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that kind of thing, it sort of changed the vibe, changed the whole idea of what it meant to me and other people. So, yeah, Burning Man was supposed to be this thing where it wasn't really about, it's definitely not about private jets. And I mean, this doesn't even necessarily have an effect on whether or not you believe in capitalism, communism, or anything. I think the intention of Burning Man is that, well, we spend a week and money's not really the big deal. You know, maybe outside of that, I mean, you got to spend money to get into Burning Man. But hey, just have a week where we're all just people partying and having a good time, and it's about love and not about private jets and all of these little private parties and areas.
I want to get into this a little bit deeper coming up here in moments.
Sure.
The toll-free number is 855-453. If you're an old-school burner or a new-school one, would love to hear your input as well. 855-450-3733 or join us on Skype at lrn.fm.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And you can bring up what you want. Join us here toll free. There's trouble on the playa this year at Burning Man with an attack against one of the wealthier camps, I guess you could say. There's a White Ocean camp that has been there now for 3 years, and they say they fed hundreds of other campers. They feed hundreds of other campers every single day. They are part of the community. Others are saying they're a closed camp, that they're not, you know, they're not sharing enough or something like that. Maybe they're feeding people but only letting certain people into their camp or something. I'm not sure all the details on White Ocean, but during one of their events, they were attacked by raiders, basically.
How is that word spelled, playa? I've never heard that before.
P-L-A-Y-A, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Playa?
And so it's basically not like, it's like the kind of desert that's not sandy, essentially. Like
it's basically glass.
Is that
so
right?
You don't want to assume that it's all just sand. And I mean, you might want to look it up, but I have heard that you don't want to be walking around barefoot. And this is why
that's what a bunch of people have goggles on, too.
I don't see the appeal of Burning Man because, yeah, you have to wear goggles. You're right. Going to have crap in your eyes. You're going to be wearing shoes.
There's dust everywhere.
Hot days, freezing nights.
So according to Wikipedia, it's a sink geography, also known as an alkali flat or sabka, a desert basin with no outlet, which periodically fills with water to form a temporary lake.
Hmm.
It's also called a dry lake, commonly a playa in the southwest U.S.
Interesting. Hmm. There you go. So you were saying it's dirty? You know, there's dust storms kick up. We were talking about last night how if you're going to go camping, they recommend you bring rebar so you can literally stake down your tent with rebar.
Right.
Because if you just use your standard little tent stakes, the wind could just blow that sucker out of there.
I didn't even realize the wind was a problem, too.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's why you see all these people with the goggles, because there's constant dust storms there.
Right. Why don't they just move it to an active volcano next year? I mean, holy crap.
Well, part of the whole thing. Now, what they're saying here is the critiques against this, let's call it a rich camp, okay, camp for rich people, right. This white ocean. The critique is, well, this is Burning Man has always been about radical self-reliance, that you're supposed to, you know, you are supposed to bring in everything that you need. You're not supposed to be reliant on other people. So they're saying the fact that this camp has professional chefs, that they have security guards and things like, who obviously weren't doing a very good job if they were attacked by, they need new security.
Yeah.
Because there was a band of hooligans that apparently attacked the camp while they were having a party and sliced up all their power lines, glued their trailer doors shut, which slicing the electrical lines left no refrigeration, so their food spoiled. And so the people that are critiquing these guys are saying, well, these guys aren't true to Burning Man.
Right.
They are not radically
self-reliant.
That's what
I don't understand, right? So there's this idea of it being a gift economy. That's the case. Wouldn't it be kind of a thing like the rich people are gifting more because they have more to gift?
All right, and they said that they had given hundreds of meals out to the average members of the camp there on a daily basis.
I wonder how that works.
I guess it's hard to know unless you were really there. I mean, at this point,
right?
It sounds like it's one guy's word against another.
You're saying you wonder how that works?
Yeah, because if it's closed, this white ocean area is closed off. It's like a separate. They're saying it's a separate thing. How are they providing those meals?
Maybe they've got a tent that faces outward to the public.
Right.
So like maybe it's restricted to go into White Ocean, but if you are hungry, you can go up to their food tent or something like that.
It does make me wonder if it's like, what are you trying to keep out the riffraff? Like,
yeah, it sounds like they are, which is understandable given that the riffraff went and sliced up their power lines. And
true, although I don't know. I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of someone showing up at Burning Man. Here's an area where there's jets flying in with these rich Silicon Valley billionaires, like sipping martinis on some big float with their own private British DJ, Paul Oakenfold. And you're just sitting out there in the sandy desert with your crappy goggles watching from the sidelines. I don't at all approve of what they did, but I can understand where the anger's coming from.
Sure. Well, I can understand it, too, and it's certainly not appropriate to use violence, to use destruction of property to get your point across. But if indeed Burning Man is about radical self-reliance, well, couldn't the argument be that the rich people are so darned reliant that they were able to hire professional chefs?
Possibly.
And, or like so self-reliant, hey, I can take care of myself so well, I can hire other people to do it for me.
Rich people are typically a lot more self-reliant than, poor riffraff that want to, destroy other people's stuff.
Let me go with a little bit more from this piece here from the Telegraph. Many festival goers were outraged that the peaceful nature of the event had been undermined. Elena Serduyak, a burner from San Francisco, told the Reno Gazette Journal, quote, "This is evil. This should not be happening at Burning Man. This is supposed to be about love, happiness, sharing, giving, and appreciating. It's unbelievable that there are angry people here," she said. But others supported the attack, saying it was time to take back the festival. Tony Wachowski, a burner, said, quote, "And so the revolution has begun, taking Burning Man back from the parasite class, back from the electronic dance music tourists, taking Burning Man back for the people. This wasn't much, but it's a great start."
Yeah, because no one wants those electronic dance music people there. No one wants artists at Burning Man. Why would you want creative things to happen at the, event that's supposed to be about art and creativity?
Yeah, this has always been something. Johnson, you're an old school raver. You used to go to raves back in the, late 90s?
Yeah.
Early aughts?
Early 90s, actually.
Early 90s?
Yeah.
So what were you, 12 at a rave or something like that?
I started raving in sixth grade.
Okay, and you really were.
Yeah.
That's pretty unusual. So, yeah, you're really old school. there's the kind of the jaded raver syndrome where over time raves have changed. Here we are.
Thanks, Joe Biden, you loser.
Well, there is that. But ultimately, I don't know if you can really blame it on the politicians.
I sure can blame it on the Rave Act. I absolutely can. Joe Biden's responsible for. He's the one of the initial signatories. He's the co-sponsor or whatever of that bill.
All right.
Bill.
So what was he did that changed raves? What are you going to blame the government?
Well, do you know what the RAVE Act is?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know,
we should
you know
explain.
That it gives the police the authority to shut down any loud music event, but specifically electronic music is where they targeted that because it could or will have drugs at it.
Correct. So if it was a loud metal show, they'd be less worried.
Potentially, they could
it was
potentially,
about more than shutting it down, though. Wasn't it about confiscating the property itself?
There's probably a lot more to it. But
if I'm recalling correctly, I don't know if that provision ended up in it.
Right.
But ultimately, that I remember when we talked about it here on Free Talk Live years ago, that was the concern, was that the club or the facility owner would not want to have a rave because if somebody got caught with some MDMA, then the club facility owner could be charged, arrested, or even have the club stolen from.
I mean, the funny thing is that we probably talked about this like over a decade ago.
It was a decade ago.
Yeah, it's like crazy. And the reason why we talked about it was because of that raid in Ohio that was raved.
Utah?
Was it Utah? Maybe it was Utah.
There was a Utah one where they flew in with helicopters and they literally had like a SWAT team rappelling down into
and
an outdoor rave.
People that were just peaceful trying to dance.
It was crazy.
Like, hey, leave us alone.
What did they mostly have for venues back in the day? Was it like actual venues or like abandoned
warehouses? Underground warehouse raves.
Yeah, there were a lot,
like
a lot more warehouse raves back before the Rave Act. And then.
But was that really
still
better?
Stuff in the woods and stuff like that? Yes.
I think it would be. I think it would be in a lot of ways.
Why?
Because there's something very real about, you know, there's no words to explain. It's like, you know, cool things just become crappy over time. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes usually it comes with popularity, and maybe that might be, you know, part of why Burning Man's getting worse every year. And, you know, if we have time later in the show, I've got an article from Daniel Pinchbeck, who's a psychedelic author who wrote last year, Why I'm Not Going to Burning Man This Year. And I know I have read the article, and it has something to do with what we're talking about.
Well, we'll come back into that.
Yes.
But continuing on the rave topic. So why would you say that a warehouse rave in the 90s was better than a rave that might be thrown today?
People would just show up and go inside rather than having to wait in a huge line. I mean, that's like one huge, huge difference. You would have...
Why would that be? There was no doorman, no security?
No, of course not. There didn't necessarily need to be in a lot of cases back then. The DJs were a lot of local and less, you know, like it's where a lot of the DJs who are huge now got their start, you know, and it was like, it just had a different feel to it. I mean,
Hold that thought. We'll continue here in moments. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Burning Man is changing too. Some say for the worse. Is it the truth?
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about the change in festivals, specifically the Burning Man Festival, but we kind of got sidetracked into discussing the rave scene as well. There's some people that are really upset. You know, Burning Man's been around for three decades now, and obviously it's not the same way it was back in 1986. There's a lot more people now. It started as, a beach gathering, if I'm recalling correctly.
I think you might be right.
And, you know, became this camping festival that just attracted more and more people over the years.
It's very Road Warrior.
Hitting up to, it kind of looks that way.
Yeah.
Very, very steampunk in a lot of ways. And now there are people who are actually destroying the property of others at Burning Man because, well, fact is, there are a lot of people at Burning Man who don't really understand property rights to begin with.
Right.
But secondly, there are people who are now, you know, not really concerned with property rights, and combined with the anger against rich people who have been showing up at Burning Man and, you know, in the opinion of the critics, basically not being appropriate, not being as the rest of Burning Man is supposed to be, the sort of idea of radical self-reliance. You pack in, you know, you bring more than just yourself, whereas now you've got people flying in on a helicopter or whatever, coming out, hanging out for a few hours, and then taking off.
And that's why next year I'm going to take my private jet, and I'm going to teach these people how to love rich people, because I learned that in this electric season.
You sure did. Old Bernie, he's back on the campaign trail for Hillary, by the way, apparently.
Yeah, what an idiot.
I don't know how many politicians went to Burning Man.
Plenty of young minds there that need to be voting for Hillary.
But there are some big names that attend this this festival. I mean, people like, there's a picture of Cory Doctorow there.
Elon Musk.
Paris Hilton, Elon Musk. I mean, all kinds of folks go. But how many of them stay for the full week?
Paris is out in the desert going, that's hot. It's hot.
How many of them are actually...
You have a horrible time, yeah.
Right. How many of them are actually packing in their own equipment and, you know, setting up camp. Well, now, wait a minute. If you look at Burning Man, because it's easy to critique the richest, right? Like, oh, those rich people coming in here with their fancy things. But now, there's obviously a difference just between most campers.
How much does it cost to attend Burning Man?
It's a few hundred bucks for a ticket. I don't know how much. Last time I looked, it was at least $300-something right. for a ticket. And really, that just gets you entrance. It doesn't right. really do anything
well,
else.
And I think, too, there's a lottery there now, like... There's
oh,
only
to
a,
get the tickets?
I think there's only a certain amount of people because so many people want to go.
That could be true. It does seem to have sort of plateaued out at 70,000, so maybe that's because they're not allowing more than 70,000 to attend.
You mean it plied.
But there you go. But the point that I wanted to make there was that, you know, even a decade ago, there were people attending Burning Man in RVs. That's a fairly popular right. thing to do. I mean, look, if you're in a
tent... There was an episode of Malcolm in the Middle... Not Malcolm. Is that the one with... Never mind.
And there's all these, you know, costumes and stuff that happen out there, too, that are also very elaborate, and people are decorating vehicles and doing all these, you know...
The art cars
things,
is
you know,
what they're called. Art cars.
That's, you know, takes some money, too.
Oh, absolutely. Anybody who's got an art installation at Burning Man has obviously got some money to, let's say, burn, right. because they're very... extravagant art, right. artwork there. I mean, that's the attraction of Burning Man. Beyond, you know, going and hanging out and partying with people in the desert for a week, the real attraction to Burning Man, I think, for a lot of people, is the absolutely exquisite and beautiful art that is brought out there and set up, in addition to, apparently, the Burning Man, sort of the classic stick man that they have out there that they set on fire at the end of the week. Apparently, this year, they also had an 80-foot-tall, like, sort of oriental-looking house that was built. They set that sucker on fire, too. I mean, so the amount of wood, the amount of, you know, material, the amount of, you know, clay or whatever it is that they're using to build these things, they come out, they build the art on the site, and they take it down at the end of the week. I mean, that's an expensive thing to do. It's expensive on its own to just simply stay in camp a week at Burning Man, just for all the stuff you need to bring in with you there. It's not like going to Rogers Campground where you can just hop on over to the convenience store if you want to. The nearest convenience store is miles away.
Right.
So there's no easy access to anything here.
Although, you know, for that level of people, I'm sure that somebody could move an entire convenience store there.
They could, but it's against the rules to sell things at Burning Man.
Oh,
you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
So I think that's sort of part of that's an important part of this discussion to have. So
yeah, that's a pretty important.
And that's why I was interested to see how you guys would talk about this compared to Melanie, because last night Melanie was saying they're, you know, like, under no circumstance, unless Edward Snowden showed up, would Melanie attend?
Of course she said that.
Right. Because it's too hippie for her. It's too kind of lefty. And
yeah, no.
And, right. And part of it is this idea of this gift economy, which I think you touched on earlier, Cody.
Yeah.
And this is similar to the Rainbow Festival, except the Rainbow Festival lasts for longer and has, you know, goes on all year round.
Right.
It just moves about.
It's like Rainbow's way more underground, too.
Yeah, I would say you're right about that. Rainbow doesn't generate headlines typically wherever it is that they go. In this case, the gift economy idea, and please, if you are, you know, more hippie than I am, please correct me if I'm wrong. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But the idea is you show up and you give things to other people, not expecting anything in return. And ultimately, everybody kind of gets taken care of.
Especially in that orgy tent, am I right?
That's a thing, too. They actually have an article about the orgy tent this year. There's probably more than one of them. But so anyway, the gift economy, it's sort of like they actually look down on people who would want to trade things or use money for something. So you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to bring money to Burning Man, basically.
Hmm.
And that's a whole, like...
It's an event you want to show up to in a capitalist T-shirt.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't go over very well. They don't like it when you wear, I guess, they don't like people with flags that like, advertise something. So if you went with some sort of flag for your organization, that would not be something that would be looked on acceptably. You're just sort of supposed to be there and to
so
experience
Elon Musk
it.
Isn't driving up in a Tesla?
I doubt it. You know, it's going to get really, really dusty, too, so you probably don't want to bring a really nice car
out
to this thing.
Well, there's no, you know, like, I wonder what the with the Tesla, it's all electronic, right? So there's no, like, exhaust or whatever to be clogged with the dust.
Maybe the hippies would like it.
That's true. Yeah, there is that. So if you've got experience at Burning Man, we'd love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So I think for a lot of libertarians, it would sort of rub them the wrong way with the whole gift economy thing. But it's just, you know, it's different.
So don't go.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
The thing is that's cool about festivals is they're just big social experiments, you
right.
know? Pork Fest is a social experiment. Burning Man's a social experiment. You know, and it's cool to see, well, here's a different way we could experience life. Check it out. It doesn't mean you have to always live like that, you know, just...
But the thing is, there have been a lot of people with a Pork Fest, too, that I've never really understood. They have this very closed mentality, like about that being kind of a closed event and not necessarily opening it up to outsiders, I guess. You know, there are a lot of... you know, the Pork Fest board, I mean, I don't know, the Free State Project board, I guess, who had this kind of mentality where it's like, well, we don't want outsiders coming in.
Why wouldn't they?
It's
dangerous.
What do they mean by outsiders?
It's like people who aren't necessarily there for the Free State Project and would just show up for like a festival.
You know what?
You know, if you don't want to be labeled as a cult, don't use the word outsider. That's
yeah, for yeah. sure. Look, I can comment on this now because I have been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival that you're talking about here for a number of years, but this year I didn't go because we weren't welcome. Free Talk Live was not welcome. And we went to the New Hampshire Hemp Fest instead. And I'll admit there was some concern, like, okay, well, you know, this is more the hippie crowd, the, let's say, not so freedom-oriented, not so principled crowd. Is there going to be a concern with losing expensive equipment or something like that?
Right.
And I got to say, I don't think there was that concern. I think the crowd was generally a really well-behaved group. I mean, you know, you still had your incidents of people getting too drunk or too high or whatever, but that happens at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or it did. Maybe now the new family-friendly version. That won't happen as much that they've created as of this year. But ultimately, you know, we went in there with some concerns and walked out thinking this was really a great festival full of good folks. And the funny thing about it was that the Hippie Fest, the New Hampshire Hemp Fest, it's actually a cleaner festival. They had people regularly going about picking up trash, and there really wasn't that much trash to pick up because most of the hippies are good about cleaning up after themselves, like, believe it or not.
Right.
They might not pick up their room in their house, but when they're out camping, there's sort of the general rule. It's the rainbow family. You'll see it at Burning Man, where if you bring it in, you pack it back out, and the general rule is you leave a campsite cleaner than you found it. And so, obviously, you know, not everybody's going to follow those rules precisely in a festival of thousands of people or whatever. So they did have a volunteer crew with trash bags walking around. Definitely the last couple of days they were pretty prevalent, and the park looked great at the end from what I could tell.
A lot more of a pretty place to go than the Playa.
Well, you know, the Playa has its own unique beauty. I can't say I would be against attending a Burning Man. I think it would be fascinating. It's just the logistics of it are what's difficult for me. It's like, oh, my God, you're talking about a huge trip across the country, and you got to bring everything you need? That's a lot of self-reliance, right?
Yeah.
We're coming up in hour two.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid law attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.